The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Nun Gimel. We got up to Nun Beit Amud Beit, and we were holding in the middle of the sugya of what type of candle can be used for Motzei Shabbat. So we were talking about you cannot use a candle of an Akum because we're assuming that that candle was not Shabbat. What do we mean today? The Gemara wants to know on the bottom of Nun Beit Amud Beit, the last three words. Actually, let's start at the Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan. Or Sheshavat Mevorchin Alav, Shelo Shavat Ein Mevorchin Alav. One can only use a light that has kept Shabbat. What do we mean by that? My Lo Shabbat. What would be not keeping Shabbat? I mean, do we mean Inema Lo Shabbat Machmat Melacha? Do we mean that it was used for doing a Melacha, even though that Melacha was done by Heter? But that's not true. Vatanya Or Shel Chayav Shel Kolel. Let's see, a light that was made for a woman who had just given birth, or for someone who's in the hospital. There, it's a mitzvah to light a ner like that. And therefore, you can be mevorech on it, even though that was done on Shabbat. Omrav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Mai Sheshabbat, Sheshabbat Machmat Melechet Avera. What we mean is that a melacha, which had it been done by a Jew, would have been a chilul Shabbat, was not done to this lamp, or, the way others learn, was not done to light this lamp. In other words, the lighting is the problem. Not that it was used for melacha, it was done in front of it. Tanin Amiyachi, if you have a light which is inside of a lantern and it's been the entire day it's been lit, then in the Motzei Shabbat because nothing was done with it since Erev Shabbat. As long as you lit it on Erev Shabbat, the fact that it continued to burn on Shabbat, it doesn't mean that the burning that is going on is the problem. It's the malacha was done to get it burning, or the malacha that was done for which it was needed to do.
Lit by
Heter? Okay. Yeah. Israel. Suppose a goy lights a candle from a light of a Jew, or Yisrael lights a candle from the light of a Nochri, so then mevorchin alav. But if a Nochri lights from another Nochri, then you cannot be mevorech on it. Why is it that you can't be mevorek on a light that one nochri takes from another? Mishundalo Shabbat. Is it because we view this as a continued lighting? So then, Yisrael minochri nami. Well, what's the difference? If we look at it as where it came from, so if the Jew now takes the light from the nochri, it's the same problem. The original light was lo Shabbat, so who cares? The Chitaimah, maybe you'll try to tell me now. Look, a light is always a new chemical reaction. What's the difference where it came from? It's a continuing, self-sustaining reaction, and therefore we view it, shall have it, as something new all the time. Maybe that's what you're telling me now. If that's the case, obviously the Gemara at this moment could have said, so then, I mean, if that's true, then what's wrong with taking it from an Ochri even now? Yes, you're right, we could have asked that, but we want to get more into the theory of the question. Not the specific halacha, and we can show you that that is not true. If we view a ongoing life as a new chemical reaction all the time, then dig this. You're carrying a flame on Shabbat. And you're carrying this flame without carrying anything else to support the flame. So basically what's happened is you've got enough, you've seen kids do that, but like enough lighter fluid gas in their hands, and it burns, and they keep walking with it. Or like the guy at the chasno likes to light his hat. You know? Yes. Fine. So, but you're carrying a shalhevet. Now, if at the time that you walked out, it was shalhevet chemical reaction A, by the time you set it down, it's shalhevet chemical reaction 3,694, whatever. So then it's a different shalhevet. So you weren't emotzi what it is. Didn't do the hanocha with the same thing that you did the akira, because now this is something new. So if you're going to tell me achi sura azul of achrino, this is a new light. This light arrived suddenly now. Then how do you explain the fact that in the Braita it says that if somebody carries out a shalhevet to Rishut Rabim, He's chayev. Why? Am I chayev? But it is that he sat down in the Rishut HaRabim, which is the Hamarcha, is not what he is that he took out from the Rishut HaRabim. So Mashinich Lohaka, how do you like that? So we've got to say that we view a Shalhevet as a single thing, even though obviously it has to be continuously renewed, but as far as grossly is concerned, which is what the law is concerned about, it's a Shalhevet. So therefore what we have to say is that since it incorporates now the part that was awesome, so Disur Nami Itam, so that must be the pshat. We still have the previous Shalhevet. We have new Shalhevet coming up, and the barakah that we're making, maybe it'll talk to me, is only on the Tosefet. And that Tosefet is Heter. So therefore, if the Yisrael takes it from a Goy, you could make that barakah on the new part that is now being added. But if that would be the case, then why is it any different if a Goy takes it from a Goy? He takes it Mitzray Shabbat. Mitzray Shabbat, it's in Ner Shabbat. Didn't do any barakah on Shabbat. And there's Shalhevet, new Shalhevet here as well, along with the old Shalhevet. Yes, technically speaking, you're right. Technically speaking, you could do that. However, we don't want you to get confused about using directly the ner from a nochri. Because if we say, well, you could take a ner that a nochri took from a nochri, you'll end up taking it from the first nochri. So you'll say, so what? First nochri's candle also is continuing to be. Yeah, but what if you take it immediately after Shabbos? You just walk out from Meiriv, was one of these early Gabi Minyan Meirivs. And yeah, just this second is Mitzray Shabbos, see, go and walk down. Oh, let me take that from you for Avdolah. I'll make a bracha right now. No, you can't do that. Because then we make a gezeira. Turn around, folks. Says in the bride, the guy is walking out of the city. He's Mahalik Kutzakrach. And he sees light coming from the city. Can he be Mavorach on that light? Or must he worry that it's the or of Nochrim? Well, depends. If it's Rov Nochrim, Eino Mavorach. If it's Rov Yisrael, then it is Mavorach. No, wait a minute. You just contradicted yourself. You didn't talk about half and half. So you basically contradicted yourself. You said, if it's a Rov Yisrael, okay? Or if it's a Rov Nachrim. So explain yourself, please. I go for Kasha. First you say, if it's a Rov Nachrim, then you can't. Okay, but what if it's half and half? You could. And then, if it's a Rov Yisrael, and only then you can move on. But if it's Mechzah, Mechzah, you can't. How do you explain that? El Al-Tarikshan. Uadin. Sorry, Bedinu, the Filu Mechzah, Mechzah, Nami Mavorach. The truth is, you can be Mavorach if it's a half and a half. Why? Because it's always going to be a Sveik Sveika. Because even if it's from a Nochri, you don't know that it was a Ner Shalosh Shabbat. And then itself is a Gzera, but here you don't know. So it's a Sveik Sveika, you're allowed to. Since, however, we use the word Rov Nochrim in the Resha, just to keep it even, we set that as a for Rov Yisrael, but we intend for you to use your noodle to figure out that Mechzal Mechzal would in fact also be not Hanrabban. But Yamahalech Chutzakrach, you're walking from outside of the city, and you see a kid running, holding a torch in his hand. So you gotta check out if he's Jewish or not. It's in Yisrael who, Mavorach, Im Nochrihu, Einu Mavorach. Well, what does it have to do with a kid? I don't understand. It's a question if he's Jewish or not, whether he's older, he's a kid, who cares? Ma'ari Tinoch, Afilu Gadol Nami. Omra Yudom Rav, I'll tell you, Shad is like this. We're talking about now that it's Mamish, right by Shkiat HaKam, okay? So if this is a Gadol, it's definitely not Jewish. How's he already outside walking with a kid, a little bit early? Oh, Dad, it's almost Mitzray Shabbos. So he takes it, his first thing he has to do is run out to Emek Rafayim, So over there, he's already holding the torch already, So it's like the bus starts, 30 seconds before, the car keys are ready, So over there, if it's a Tinoch, then it could be that he is Jewish. But I wouldn't even check out an older kid. So then maybe he's Yisrael, he could be lucky if he happened to take it a little early. Somebody is walking, and he sees a flame. If this is really a large, it's big enough for you to be able to see through it as if it comes from a firing oven, which they usually would make use as well for its light. So then you can be mavarakalav because it's made for its light. But in lave no mavarakalav, if you don't know that, this may not have been ur that was made for or. And we need ur for or, not just ur. So it's borei no reha esh for the light. Now we're talking about what type of fire, not to whom it belongs. Now look, one writer said if you have ur in a kivshan, you can be mavarech on it, apparently saying that a firing oven is also used commonly for its light. And yet the other writer says, ein mavarechin alav, explain that to me. Look, Kasha, ha betechila, ha besof, it depends. Initially, the main purpose is to heat up the stones that are in that oven to get it very, very hot. Subsequently, then people keep it going afterwards, and they keep it going in order to use the light in addition to burning up the, heating up the stones. Others learn, initially, the light is very smoky. And since it's very smoky, it's not an Ord Salul. And for the Bracha Moriah, you need to have Ord Salul. Tony Chodah, one writer says, Ur, or a Tabur, or Kirai. If you have your home oven or stovetop, and the fires are on, you can be Mavarech on it. V'tani Idav, ain't Mavarching alav. So, what's the deal? Lo kasha there too. Habitchila, habisof. It actually depends. At the end, once already the tanur is hot, then you, what people used to do is they would keep a little fire going, a little pieces of wood, just to be able to see what, so they'd keep throwing in another little tiny piece, usually used kindling wood, but this they would keep for the ore. And, but otherwise, it would not be considered to be for light, it would be considered to be for heat. Tony Chora, Ur Shel Beit HaKnesset, V'Shel Beit HaMidrash. How about if there is a candle burning in the Beit HaMidrash, or in the Beit HaKnesset? So one writer says, that's good, you can be Mavarech on that. But another writer says, you cannot be Mavarech on that. Explain that. Lo kasha, Hadi'ika Adam Chashuv, V'Hadaleka Adam Chashuv. It depends. If you've got an Adam Chashuv, then they would light, Rashi learns they would light candles just as a cover that people should know, there's a great man in town, could I show up to the shir tomorrow, or could I leave early before they start the drug? But others learn just the opposite, as Rabbi Merbe Yochanan, he explains with an Adam Chashev, they light candles in order to light up the shul, and people should be there for the drush and so on, so it's dafka is made for light. Otherwise, generally, the candle that's put in the shul is just put like a Ner Tamid, it's covered in the Beit HaKnesset, but it's not really meant to be used for the light. The Yibayit Ema, or could be both cases are talking about the Ika Adam Chashev, the Lokashev. How the Ika Chazana, or the Leka Chazana, depends if there's a Shamash that uses that light or not. And therefore, if the Shamash is there and he's gotta eat there, so then of course he needs light, and it's made for light, otherwise it's made for Kavod. Or maybe by Tema of the Ika Chazana, there is a Shamash that lives there. And the question is there a full moon tonight or not? So how the Ika Siara, or the Leka Siara, if there's a full moon, we wouldn't have lit it for light. I mean, what do you need light for when you got a full moon? It must be that it's there for Kavod. Suppose they'd already made Avdolah, and now they're sitting in the Beit Midrash learning. They didn't have a fan before. Somebody walks in with a candle. Everybody make his own bracha. Beit Yilel Omri, no. What do you mean? You're supposed to make a bracha b'rov am. So echad b'varech l'kulam, mishum sh'nevar b'rov avad rat nara. So Bishlam of Beit Yilel, okay, Beit Yilel is speaking intelligently. He said what he said and explained why. Beit Shammai just says by fiat. No, everybody makes his own bracha. What's the logic? Beit Shammai, my time. Kasavim may be to Beit HaMidrash. Basically, if a guy can choose when to make a bracha, well, I'm in the middle of a sermon, leave me alone, Borim, or I've got other things on my mind. So like this, if you're going to do like Beit Yilel, they're going to bang on the table. Okay, everybody, stop whatever you're doing. Let's make a bracha, bro. We don't make that. We don't do that kind of thing to be mafsik the limud in the Beit HaMidrash. Tanya Amiyachi, in Beit Rabbi Gamliel, they would never even say gizuntai to lo yomri marpeh be Beit HaMidrash, because it's bitul Beit HaMidrash. Every time somebody sneezes, we have to stop what we're doing. Im avarchim no alaner v'lo besamim shel meitim. So, the next thing that the Mishnah said is if the candle or the incense was there in front of a mate, so that would mean the candle, we assume that the mate is not reading a novel while he's waiting to be buried, and therefore the candle is there in his honor. L'chavodu de'avida. The besamim are there in order to be a deodorant. Labure rechu de'avida. And we do not make a bracha on smells that are not there for the purpose of smelling, but are there to cover other smells. Look, if this is something that people do, and the minhag is they would light this candle, whether it's day or night. Obviously, they're not lighting this candle the day to see with. So it must be that it's only l'chvod ha'meit, the name of Orchin Alav. But if they would only light the candle at night, so whatever the purpose is, I mean, for the shomrim, whatever, the chavar kadisha, but the point is that if they do it only at night, then obviously it's for light, and therefore Orchin Alav. The same thing is true about bathroom deodorants. So besamim shel beit hakise. I mean, that is there only to cover bad odors. Shemen asri la'avirat azoma, or an actual body deodorant. That is, it may have a smell, but ain't mevarchin alav, because the point is that it's a cover-up smell. Wait, are you saying that if it isn't made specifically to smell itself, so then you don't make the bracha on it? I mean, what about the fact that it says that if you walk into duty-free shops, and there's a smell from all the different perfumes over there, and I don't mean this seriously, because Lamaisa, we paskin, most of the paskin paskin, and we don't make a bracha on perfumes because they're not really shemen orev and so on. But in those days, where they had natural ingredients in the basam shop,
a spice shop.
So over there, look, everything is sealed, right? It's not meant to be smelled. It's just that, I mean, inevitably some of the smell gets out, but you can't say that you walk in there to smell. Nonetheless, if you walk in there and there is a smell, then you make a bracha. You only make one bracha, even if you're there all day long. You walk out. Every time you walk back in, you got to make a bracha again. So now over here, it's not made for smell. It's made to sell, and it's sealed. Become a varech. Oh boy, you are naive. Of course, it's made for smell. How do you think you attract customers, for heaven's sake? Since that's subliminal attraction. He wants people to smell as they walk by and hesitate for a moment, look at his display window. Next thing you know, they're hooked. Somebody's walking outside of a city and he smells wonderful smells. So if it was Rova of Dekachab, we already said those smells usually are from the church or from a party for the church. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if it's Rov Yisrael, you're not Mavarech. You know, all of these Jewish girls, what do you think they're into? They're a bunch of hippies into New Age craziness. They're burning incense. It's probably all of it is Mavarech. They're Mekatra L'Kshafim. What? Kulu L'Kshafim? Come on, I mean, that's crazy. We're saying all of the Bnei Yisrael, the smell is L'Kshafim. Well, no, I wouldn't say all of it. You have a miut is Kshafim, and then you have a miut that is burning incense in order to, what they used to do, we don't do any longer because we have dry cleaners, but what they used to do is they would expose their clothes to an incense smoking area, which would cover up the bad smells in their clothes, because, you know, when you wear the same dress for 3 years and there's no dry cleaners, it's bad news. So over there, that is not considered to be for the purposes of good smell. And that is not for Reich, Adelav L'Reich Avid, V'chol Ruba Adelav L'Reich Avid, Lo Mevarech. We have to realize that if we were exposed for 5 minutes to walking down the streets of London just 150 years ago, we would faint. Somebody's walking along the street in Tveria on Erev Shabbat, or Matzai Shabbatot in Tzipori, and he smells it, he doesn't make a bracha. Why? They used to smell up their clothing before Shabbos to give it a decent smell. And in Tzipori, they were so miserable about losing their Shabbos, and that would be the time that they would smell up their clothes for the next Shabbos. If you're walking in a place where goyim have their smells, nitratzel ariach, and you decide, that smells good, because you're basically being nene from Avodah Zorah, as we said before. Now Rashi, by the way, says over here that even though you're not mevorech ala for besomim, you're mevorech shemen arev on it, because that brocha is not a besomim brocha. That brocha is basically on the use of the oil itself, which is a big makhlok shemen. Here comes a very nogel halacha issue. When you're making that bracha on the ner of Havdalah, do you have to be nene from the light? Or can you stand far away, like very often happens, if somebody's in the middle of a group of 500 people, holds up a candle, nobody's really able to get any use out of the candle. And here it says in the Mishnah, you have to be able to be nene from that candle. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it doesn't mean literally you have to get some hanah from the candle. This is not a birchat ha-nehemim. So it's lo ya'utu yutu mamash. It means that the light itself is suitable, had you been standing next to it, that there is sufficient light there that you could be ne'ut mimenu. But it doesn't mean you really need to be ne'ut mimenu. Koshi ilu omeit bekarov mishtamish lo rasa. Then you can make a bracha even from far away. V'chein omer Ravashi, this is berichuk makom. It doesn't mean you need to yourself be nene. Let's say a guy is walking along with a flashlight in his pocket, or an open flashlight where the light is hidden by a messy lens, or for that matter, you see a burning flame, but you didn't and cannot use its actual light, or for that matter, even if you did use its light, but you didn't see the flame. You cannot make a bracha, a borema rea esh, unless you actually both roea shall have it and mishtamesh lo'ora. Now, let's understand this. Mishlama mishtamesh lo'ora, v'lo'ora shall have it. I understand that the case of using the light is very simple. I mean, I can use the light without seeing the flame because I could be in a corner. I must go to kind of a Karen Zavi. I don't have a direct line of sight to where the light is coming from, but there's plenty of light. No good. But how do you explain So what does it mean to see the flame but not to be able to use it? I mean, isn't that that I'm far away? That's what it means. I can see the flame, but I'm just too far to get sufficient photons out of you. No, it means you see it, but it's sputtering out. It's a very low flame, and you wouldn't have been able to use it even if you were standing next to it. This is not a problem. Maybe that's what it means. It's on its way out. Speaking of Am Yava Asla, Gichalim lo kashot. Suppose you have coals that are whispering coals. Now those whispering coals, you know, right now they're not very bright, but since originally they gave off a lot of light and were used for the light as well, you could still use them if there's light, they'd be working on that. But if they're on the boat, that's like really on its way out. This is just the Lashon of Amya with an ayin, and we're going to ask what happened to the ayin of the Omamot. And the Varkan Alei. Well, when you say Lo Chashot, what defines whispering? You actually tell me Lo Chashot. It's sort of like Richie. Let's say you touch a toothpick to his head. It bursts into flames, right? So that means that somewhere in there, there's got to be a light. He's still alive, right? And then he gets over here with these coals. So Koshi Ilu Matnisu Tochan Kisen, V'dolekit Me'alea. It bursts into flames. You don't have to sit there and blow on it and everything. So that is called Lo Chashot. And when you said Omamot, they're on their way out, did you mean Omamot or did you mean Omamot? Tashma, the Omer of Christopher Avedimi, it's a posik, Arazim lo Amamuhu. Obviously, then it's meant to be with an ayin, the Gan Elohim, they were never dimmed. Rava Amar, Rava says, I disagree with this entire approach. The Mishnah says you have to be nene from that light, and the Mishnah means you have to be nene from that light. And it means Yo'utu, Mamash. You've got to be standing next to it. That's Rashi's pshat. Others learn even more than that. You've got to actually use the light. So there's three dargahs. You're standing far away, but could have used it. I mean, four dargahs. We want to include the one that everybody agrees is no good. You're standing far away, couldn't have used it even if you were next to it. You're standing far away and could have used it. We said it was good, but Rava's argument, that's really good at Rav's approach. You are standing next to it, but you're not using it, but you could have, and you're actually using it as Ayin's dargah. Some insist that you should actually use it, and then it gets become, among the Ashkenaz anyway, to actually use it. So you take a look at your fingernails. We're going to see what the shear is later on. So it means Ya'utu Manesh Bekama. Now this means either what is considered to be used or what is considered to be potential use, depending if you learn like Rashi or like others. Omer Ulakadesh Yakir Ben Isser Lepunyan. Two coins, the Isser, the Punyan, as Barnea will show us, are not all that close. So it's easy to tell the difference. Chizki Omer. Kadesh Yakir Ben Amaluzma Shel Tveria La Maluzma Shel Tzipori, which according to Rashi are weights, according to others, are coins, and they are very close, and therefore you have to have even more light, and we use it to check your fingernails, and that's basically the same kind of idea. Of course, the fingernails, as we mentioned earlier, have another issue, which is the Maskir, the loss of Gan Eden and the original Tziporin, and the hope for Geula, the Yohanavi, Rabbi Yehuda.
So they have the rumors with the looms of Tziporin.
With the loom?
The looms of Tziporin.
Of Tziporin, yeah, that's right. Tziporin and Tziporin. Rav Yehuda, we used to grow the Shitato, which is, he was on a quoted Rav before, that even if you're standing far away, it's okay. And because of that, he used to be Mavarach on the Or, every Mitzvah Shabbos, of Adadaila, you know, the famous guy, the trapper. There was always fire in there. I mean, it was far away from his house, but, you know, he would look out there. By the way, there's even a Shita, very interesting Shita, in the Yatar Melio, that if you don't have a fire, and it's a starry, starry night, you can hold your hands out to the stars, because the stars are age. You can say, Bori Moresh, we don't pass it like that, but it's cute. It's a medrash. Hey, but Rava, what Lashitato, and he was Mavarach HaDabei Guri, a Bar Chama that was right next door, Abaya Mavarach HaDabei Barabua, also a real light that he could have had.
Because someone is being Nenem.
Well, that's what Rashi was finding. You yourself don't need to be Nenem, but it needs to be, you need to be Samo. Okay, but this is big enough light that he could have been Nenem there too. Omer of Yudom Rav, you should know, you don't go chasing all over the place to make sure that you have light Mitzvah Shabbos. If you have it, you have it. You don't have it, you don't have it. It's no big deal. Ein mechazrin, alo ul kedosh mechazrin ala mitzvot. It's not like a mitzvah to make sure you have light. If you have light, then you say it as part of your Seder Alayla, you know? Yeah, man, I wish I'd known that before. I used to spend so much time looking around for late Mitzvah Shabbos. But now, given the Shabbat, other of Yom Rav, I don't bother looking around anymore. If I get a light, I'll say a brach on it. Yeah. Okay, so continues the Gemara. The Mishnah forgot to say Birkat HaMazon. Then it's about Chokit Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Whether you have to go back to where you were, or you can continue. Sometimes we became Rav Dimi Bar Abba, but this whole machlokes is only if you forgot Birkat HaMazon, but if you've been mazed, then you're in a rush, you say, I'll bench later. Then somebody tells you, well, you didn't bench, you have to bench, where does it you ate? Then everybody's about, you're going to have to go back. Yagzolim Ekamovi Yavarech. Pshita, I know how to read. It says in the Mishnah, Vishachach. Now, come on, if I hadn't told you, you might have thought, Mar Tema, who had enough, you would have been made sin. It doesn't really matter. The reason that it says Vishachach is to tell me, according to Beit Shammai, even if you forgot, you also have to go back. It's like, it's not my fault, I forgot, I see your moments. Doesn't matter. Come on, Shmona. Let me get this straight. A guy is in a 50-story building without a Shabbos elevator, okay? The guy went ahead, forgot the bench, walked all the way down 50 stories. You are seriously going to tell this guy to walk back up 50 stories? I mean, so there's got to be a limit. I mean, how about the Empire State Building? Right? So once you're making limits, I mean, so accept the fact. It just ain't doable. It's a brilliant argument. From Rulam Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, and Litivrechem, Mishachal Barosha Birav, Vishachach Vyarad Velo Birech. So you're supposed to go all the way back to the top of the Empire State Building? Yachzol Barosha Birav Yivarech? From Rulam Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, well, I mean, I suppose if he forgot his wallet and his credit cards and $10,000 in cash, he'd say the same thing. I mean, you expect him to walk all the way back up just for his credit cards and his iPhone? No, Chas V'Shalom, he would undoubtedly just leave it there. Ah, come on! According to this, that's your attitude. Well, it's just benching. I mean, it's not an iPhone. So the Chvod Shemayim look old again. Oh, there you go. That's why they put it on the 50th floor. Now, there were two Talmidim. One of them forgot benching, and nonetheless, he was mocking himself to Beit Shammai. And guess what he found when he went back to bench? A wallet! The Shkach Arniki Delav was full of gold. Whereas the other guy had bemazed not benched. Even Samuel Basil even bemazed, but he got eaten by a lion. I mean, he doesn't want to bench on his food. The lion benched on his. Achle Aryeh. Rabbi Barbachana, Avikazo Bishayrata. So Rabbi Barbachana was once in a caravan, and he ate when they had stopped, and he forgot. And now they had already moved on, and now he's in big tsaras. He says to himself, what do I do now? If I tell them, I forgot the bench. They're going to say to me, don't worry, God is everywhere, God is here, and Hashem is there, and wherever your bench is fine. So, Yaminilu, in Shalavarech, they'll say, don't worry about it, God will hear you. I'll tell them that I had been carrying a yonah made out of gold, and I left it. Later on, the Gemara is going to come ask them, where did he come up with that? But I'm going to tell them I left this beautiful piece of jewelry from a solid gold, and I left it there. So he says to them, wait, and try Yonah the Dahav. So he goes back, he's before it, and sure enough, guess what he finds? A Yonah the Dahav. What made him think that he should tell them a Yonah the Dahav? Mashna Yonah, the Mitili Knesset Yisrael Yonah, Klal Yisrael is compared to Yonah, the Ktiv Kanfei Yonah, and that Kanfei Yonah, a reference to the mitzvot that saved the Yonah. And this is the famous Tosafot who says that the Yonah is able to fly on a wing and a prayer. So because of that, since other birds require both of their wings, and if a Yonah is really tired, it rests one wing and flies with the other wing. Show that to the Wright brothers. The world would have been different. So since the Yonah is enam nat nitzelet ela b'knafeha, and it says, evroteh b'yirak rak charut, yirak rak charut is beautiful gold, af Yisrael, enan nitzelin ela b'mitzvot, and therefore he really felt he was telling him the truth. I left the mitzvah Birkat HaMazon, which is basically a golden yonah. Wouldn't you go back for that? And so, the metaphor turned real. Ad ematai, until such time as the food is digested, he could still be mevorek. And how much time is that? Kamashiur ikul. Omari biyochanan, kozman shenorai. As long as he's not hungry. He's not hungry, obviously. He is still being serviced by his previous achila. Rish Lakish says, it's only so long as he still feels thirsty because of his meal. And usually after a meal, you need to drink something. So actually, it's ma, machmat achilaton. Omele Rav Yemar Bar Shalmi Ala Mar Zutra. Some say it was Rav Yemar Bar Shizbi said to Mar Zutra. That can't be what Rish Lakish said, because Rish Lakish is quoted by Rav Ami as saying something else entirely. Om Rav Ami, Om Rish Lakish, Kama Shi'ur Ikul. What is the amount of time it takes to digest food? Kedei La'alech Arba Milin. That is, of course, the 72-minute. The meal is generally seen as an 18-minute share. So 72 minutes. So how come over here he says only as long as you're thirsty? Look, Hashem, Kan Bachila Meruba, Kan Bachila Mu'et. It's talking about two different things. If you had a full meal. So, yes, a full meal, inokinami. We can define that amount of time. If you're talking about eating a little bit of stuff, so then we're talking about as long as you're still thirsty. Bolehem, Yain, Lameimar, the Yisrael. It says over there, if you hear the bracha, that only answer only to Yisrael's bracha, where you don't hear the whole bracha. But at Kuti, you never know, maybe he said, Baruch Atah Haragrizim. You know, but that would mean, you're telling me Yisrael, even though you didn't hear the whole bracha, you hear him say, Baruch Priya Gefen, you say, Amen. How could you be Yotze with a bracha like that? Alpha Gav de lo shama kula bracha ona, v'chi lo shama hechi nothing. If he didn't hear the bracha, how can he be Yotze? Just because he says Amen? What would be Yotze? We're jumping to conclusions. He didn't need to be Yotze. He didn't eat anything. He doesn't want to drink anything. He just wants to be Yotze. Amen. V'chein om Rav Nachman om Rav Vua, b'shalom ha'chali mayhem. Omale Rav Lechia Bray Rav said over to his son Chia, listen, my son, Bri, Chtovu Bari, you should always try to be the one that takes that kos and try to get them to give it to you. You should be the one to be Mavarach and a kosher bracha, because that's a very kosher thing. Get yourself to be the one who is Mavarach and a kosher bracha. Wait a minute, you're saying that the guy who makes the bracha is better than the guy who says amen to the bracha? To be varech adif b'man d'ani amen? Matanya Rabbi Yossi amen. Rabbi Yossi brings a bright that's exactly the opposite. Gadol ha'one amen, yoter min ha'mavarech. The guy who says amen is as even a bigger schut than the mavarech. Omalei Rabbi Nihuroi, ha'shamayim keno, I swear to God, that's really true. I'll prove it to you. Teda. What do you do in a war? I'll tell you what you do. You send out the cannon fodder first, right? And then after everybody's wiped out, but they manage to conquer the enemy, the general comes out and they blow the horns and he's the guy who won, you know? So it's the same thing over here. It's basically the poor people of the Gulayrin, they're Yordin, Midgarim, and Milchama, and then the Giborim are Yordin, Umanatzchim. So they have Giborim in this case, the Yom Onin Amen. The truth is, it's a machloket tanoi, the Tanya. Echad and Mevarech, Echad and Amen are both considered to be very, very kashuv. We learn it out from Kumu, Baruchu et Hashem Elokechem, V'yavorchu Shem Kvodecha, and that V'yavorchu Shem Kvodecha, that's the Amen to the Kumu, Baruchu et Hashem Elokechem. So they're both mentioned in the Pasuk as if they're the same. Elash Memamarim, Mevarech, we're Memayer to be Mevarech, to give schar faster than to the one who's on the Amen. V'aymin Eshmu, Mirav, Ma'ola, Anot, Amen, Acharti, Nokot, Shobet, Rabban. You walk by a cheder, and the kids are saying brachot. Do you say amen? Or Marley, the rule is you always say amen, except for Tinokot Shabbat Rabban, because they're not making the bracha. They're learning how to make a bracha, but they're not making the bracha on anything. So all of it will eat la meda sunyim. But of course, this is only if they're not making the bracha. I mean, let's say you gave the Haftorah to one of the Zolberman kids, and they're saying the bracha on Haftorah. So then they are making a bracha. If it's not Idan Miftarayo, Bidam Miftarayo
onim. So Tinokot Shabbat Rabban.
And the Beit Rabban, exactly. Tan Rabban, Shemen, Markevet Abracha. This is one of the most hilarious Gemaras. The Gemara always plays games, as I've pointed out to you many times. Gemara always plays games with the names of the Mandiyamrim. This piece of Gemara is absolutely, I think, from all of the game playing in Shas, is the most hilarious. So, the oil that you put on your fingers after the Mayim Achronim to be Roy for a Bracha, that is Ma'akev, a Bracha. Dibe Rav Ziloi. Rav Zivoy says, nah, ino ma'akev. Rabbi Achomer, Shemen Tov is ma'akev. But Rabbi Zuhamoy says, look, Keshem Shem Bezuham is posel la'avoda, so to our Yadayim Bezuhamot, psulot levracha. And they don't call me Zuhami for nothing. Amr of Nakubar, he's like, I don't know from this. Ani lo Ziloy, lo Zivoy, lo Zuhamoy. I don't know from any of this business. What is this? Cheapos, shiners, stinkers. I don't know from any of this. Matnita Yadana. The Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Amr of Matnita Tana. The meaning of the pasuk v'itkadishtim, itkadishtim is a reference to Mayim Rishonim. V'yitem kidoshim is a reference to Mayim Achronim. Ki kadosh is a reference to the shemen that you use. Ani al Hashem Elokechem is obviously a reference to the brocha. So if you have shemen, not just stuff gooky oil, shemen that is filled with besamim and so on, if obviously it's only in a society that uses this all the time, if you don't do it, you haven't really prepared yourself properly for the bracha, and so bracha, hagran halach, elu devarim.
And we got up to yesterday, we ended a little bit early with Lord Hasidim, and we're holding on five lines up from the bottom of Amud Beit, Ein Bevorachim, so we're told over there, Bevorachim al Ner, so we're told you can't be Mevorach on the Ner of Akum. Separately, we're told you can't be Mevorach on the Ner Shel Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure they're two completely different issues. Now, the Ner of the Mesivah, of an Akum, it doesn't say of Avodah Zarah, of Goyim. Tafishla the Ner, I can understand why we should, it says both Ner and Mesivim. I can understand why a Ner that belongs to a Goy shouldn't be used on Motzei Shabbat, Mishum Galo Shabbat. Because this Ner itself had been used on Shabbat, actually it's, Rashi is a little bit so to himself, although there may be a mistake of the Girsa, as to whether the problem is that it was used for Malacha on Shabbat or was actually lit for in Malacha, or through doing Malacha on Shabbat. But the point over here is that being as this Ner was itself not Mechabed Shabbat, so to speak, we don't use it as a simon of the Kavod Shabbat at the end of Shabbat. I must mention to you that there's a number of different dinim that are involved in the Ner. We know when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, the Ner is actually part of the Din of Havdalah. Because the point of the Yom Kippur is that we want, normally we make a Borei Morei Aish Motzei Shabbat because we view that as the beginning of post-creation. So up until the end of Shabbat, everything basically came from God. The moment Shabbat was over, Adam HaRishon creates fire, so to speak. He takes the stones and he makes the fire, as the Medrash puts it. And so we're Mevorach on the extension now into the week from the Kedusha of creation through the processes of Adam's activities. We say the Borei Morei Ha'esh on that first fire. Now that's only no game Motzei Shabbat. So the question is, what would be the point of making a Borei Morei Ha'esh on Motzei Yom Kippur? Because that has nothing, unless of course it happens to be, that Yom Kippur came out on Shabbat, and indeed there's different dinim of the Ner of Yom Kippur, but Motzei Yom Kippur that came out on a Shabbat. You see, because of this. So the only reason that we make normally on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, a Borei Morei Ha'esh is not for the Esh per se, but rather for the Havdalah between Yom HaKippurim and Chol. To show that during Yom Kippur we could not use the fire because of the Surah B'Malacha. On Motzei Yom Kippur we do use the fire, but in order to do that we need a Ner that had been around during Yom Kippur and that had not been used. So there the concept of Ner Sheshabbat in terms of Yom Kippur is very different than some of the ideas that we're talking about here. We want a Ner that had been lit and hadn't been used, which only now will be used, and thereby show the difference between Kedushat Yom Kippur and Chol. When it comes to this halacha that we're talking about, Ner Shabbat, it shouldn't be confused with the Din on Yom Kippur, because certainly on Motzei Shabbat we can light a fire. And then it was not a Ner Shabbat and Ner Shavuot Shabbat. It was simply a Ner that wasn't here during Shabbat. It's not Nogea whether it was Shabbat. We could not do that on Motzei Yom Kippur unless it was also Motzei Shabbat, of course, which case we're making it. There'd be tremendous nachminis, by the way, la'alacha. Because on Motzei Yom Kippur, you need to have that Ner, because it's part of the of Abdallah. Whereas on a normal Motzei Shabbat, you don't have a Ner. You don't have a Ner. It's not part of Abdallah. If you forgot the Ner, you don't make another Abdallah. You don't even have to go chasing after a Ner in the first place. So two totally different dinim that happen to have the same bracha. Fascinating. So here the concept of a Ner Shabbat is that if there was a Ner that had been lit on Shabbat, then you have a problem of using it lichvod the Abdallah of Shabbat. That's all. In those terms, even a Ner that had been used by a Goy, I said, the Goy isn't Chayav on Shabbat. But nonetheless, this Ner itself did not express the Kavod of Shabbat, of the Shvitat Abriyah. Some actually, Akronim, want to bring a Raya from here, that if there's a concept of a Ner Shabbat in terms of a Goy's Ner, then there must be something about the nature of Molechet Shabbat that's in Yisur Cheftza, not only in Yisur Gavra, in Lomdish term. Which is a big stretch, because that's not the point. What we're trying to show is Shvitat Abriyah, not the Dinim of Shvitat Shabbat, obviously. Like the Nahar Sambatim kind of idea that the Gemara uses to show the Romans that there's an idea of Shabbat and Abriyah. Okay, so to use that Ner, we don't want a Ner that had been lit on Shabbat, and according to some, the gears that we have here in Rashi, a Ner that had been used to do Melacha on Shabbat. So therefore, you cannot use that. That's what we're assuming now, and that would be the reason you can't use the Ner of a Goy. But what about the Bisamim? What the heck is wrong with Bisamim? Omar Rav Yonah Marav, Achad B'Mesibat Obdei Kochavim Askinim. Actually, we're talking about a party. And at a party, everybody raises a cup to the Lord, whoever that may be. And since Tam B'Mesibat Obdei Kochavim is Bekivun Avodah Zarah, therefore we view it as a problem of Avodah Zarah. But that was a separate clause in the Mishnah. Lo ala ner v'lo ala b'samim shel Avodah Zarah. So the Mechla v'reish alav Avodah Zarah. Isn't it apparent that there's two different issues? One that did an akum, meaning of a goy. The other did an actual use of Avodah Zarah, which of course you're not allowed to be nene from in any way, and certainly passes it for use for a mitzvah. Omer b'chanina b'sura, not necessarily. The Mishnah may be organized in halakha and reason, which we call matam. In other words, first we tell you Mishnah Halacha, Matam Ein Nevorchin Lo Ala Ner Velo Ala Besamim Shel Akum. Note that we included Ner here. There's another Gersa that leaves out the Ner, which is in the Yerushalmi. In other words, Ner, we stick with our original reasoning that it was a Ner Shelo Shabbat, and Besamim, we're adding a new reasoning for Besamim. As I mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, the Ramban includes both of these Ner Besamim of and Akum Mipnei Shistam Misibat Avodat Kochavim LaAvodah Zarah, which means that not necessarily do we have any mention in the Mishnah of the concept of the Ner Shabbat. We'll see more about that later. Now, if you have a flame that had actually been shoveit, you can use that. Not, you can't use it. Now, what does it mean? My lo shabbat. Inim a lo shabbat machmat milacha afilu milachet hatera. Are we talking about something that didn't express the idea of shvitat habriyah? Is that what we mean? In other words, even though it would have been completely mutter to do this, as if somebody's ill. So you had to use this light to do malacha for someone who is ill, or to light it even for someone who is ill. Is that what you're talking about? But since lamaisa, this light works on Shabbat, it certainly can't be used to express the Kedushat Shabbat. Is that what you mean? Afim lecha ter batanya. Doesn't it say b'feirusha the braisa that that's not the case? That ur shel chaya b'shel choleh mevorkim ala. That if you lit a fire, or but this could be or as well, not necessarily ur. If it's anything that's lit for or, is what's included here. Actually, if it's ur, not for or, it's not considered to be in there. So an or that was made for a woman who just gave birth, or a choleh, who needed to have the nair lit on Shabbat for him, you can use it. So it can't be, therefore, that we're talking about the simple idea of shvitat haner in terms of the bria, irregardless of the particular use. We have no choice but to say, is it not right? That's not right. My Shabbat, Shabbat mimlechet aveira. And here, of course, is the reason why it seems to be saying that there is an iser of a chefta of melechet. It says melechet aveira. I mean, it's not an aveira if a goy writer does it, right? And indeed, the Rosh gives melechet avodah. It was used for something which, if a Jew had done it, would have been a malacha. Of course, we can't consider this to be malacha. But since it's the work that would have been a malacha for a Jew, the Jew can't use it to express the shvita mi malacha.
So you have the monkey with it. They have the same DNA with the monkey with it.
Well, no, because then it's not malachat. Malachat means it has to be conscious. Yeah, so in other words, if a volcano lit it, or a monkey lit it, for that matter, it's not considered. I mean, it's the old quantum mechanics problem. You know, it's a monkey's collapse of a void frame. I mean, that's shy with it. Zayin amiharfi ashashit shaita dolechet volechet kol hayom kulo lumotzei Shabbat mivorchin aleha. The fact that something had been used on Shabbat, so you had even in a Jewish home, you had turned on an ashashit, turned on the lights before Shabbat. The lights burned through all Shabbat, but no Isser was done in light. It was lit before Shabbat. Then you would, even though this lamp worked all Shabbat, so it's been burning, you can use that because there was no melacha done with it. So when we talk about melacha, the Gemara certainly seems to be saying at the end is this. The idea of a bria that shoveit has no meaning because shvita is only in terms of consciousness, and therefore God can be shoveit. Bria can't be shoveit. The only element that can be shoveit in bria is consciousness. But that element of consciousness within bria is, of course, exactly the same for an Akum as it is for a Jew. The only difference is that the Jew has an Isser to do Malacha and the Akum doesn't. Expressive of the concept of Shvita is that no Malacha was done with it even by an Akum, not because there's an Isser Heft on Malacha Shabbat, as suggested, but this is my opinion, but I think it's very, very clear. It has nothing to do, in other words, the assumption of those Akronim is that there's only two approaches. I mean, if the Gemara is being Docha, the Bria's expression of Shvita, then you're left with an Isser of a Heft of Malacha Shabbat. I think that's simply not the case. If we redefine Shvita as being expressive specifically of consciousness in Shvita, not of the Isser, and everything makes perfectly good sense. It's only God who was Shoveit. It's nothing in Bria that was Shoveit. The Bria continues to work, exactly as the Roman points out. I mean, that was his mistake. If Shabbat is fundamental to Bria, why don't we see natural processes ending on Shabbat? And the union of the Sambation is just basically to be Dovin. It's not really meaningful in terms of Bria, unless, of course, Sambation doesn't really mean a real river, because we're talking about some mythological idea. So the idea of the Sambation would be a river that was mechubar indeed to the concept of Moacha. Turn it up on it. Nochri sheidlik mi Yisrael, be Yisrael sheidlik mi Nochri, mevorchim alav. But Nochri mi Nochri, ein mevorchim alav. Very strange halacha. A Nochri who lights a lamp from a Yisrael's lamp now, on the Say Shabbat, and what a Jew, for that matter, who takes a light from a Goy's lamp, would be perfectly okay, no matter what was done with it on Shabbat. But a Goy who takes from another Goy, you can't be Mevorech. Now, that doesn't make much sense. Maishma Nochri Menochri Delo. I mean, I assume that the problem of Nochri Menochri is that since the original light was Lo Shabbat, so then you can't even light a light from a light that was Lo Shabbat. But then that would be true even if the Yisrael was lighting from the Nochri, no? So then Yisrael Menochri Nanya Lo Shabbat.
L'chitim, and if you're going to try to tell me that Haki Stura Azil Levachrina, if you're going to try to tell me now, wait a minute. I mean, a flame is constantly new, isn't it? I mean, what you're looking at each moment is a new chemical reaction that was triggered by the heat of the previous chemical reaction. So at each moment, you have basically a new chemical reaction that appears to you to be the same thing. But you're obviously seeing a new reaction at each moment of a Shalhevet. So how can you view a Shalhevet as an ongoing entity? It's not an entity. Each moment is a new entity, correct? So maybe that's the idea. In other words, okay, whatever had been done with this mirror before is now no longer the entity that you have. That's what you'll try to tell me. Ubiyada di Israel komit yalda, and now we view this entity, because it's coming from a new mirror, certainly as being disassociated with the original action, right? Of course, Tosafot points out at this point we could have said that would be true about a Nochrim and Nochrim. Okay, but we avoid that because Nochrim and Nochrim, it turns out, is a Gzera. And we're trying to avoid the Gzera. Don't give me any other explanations. I want to attack directly this assumption that a Shalhevet is viewed as a new entity at each point. And here's a brilliant way of proving that a Shalhevet is not a new entity. Because if you carry a Shalhevet on Shabbat, you're chayav. Whereas if it's a new entity, what you were okay, you weren't mania. That's great. Come on, Rich.
Yeah, but that's assuming the flame exists by itself.
Well, we're talking about
candles. Where you're candles.
No, that's like saying you're carrying a bed to carry a person. Not carrying the bed, you're carrying the person. The only thing that's important to us here is the Shalhevet. To Elul HaDetanya HaMotzi Shalhevet L'Rishut HaRabim Chayav. Why am I Chayav? Masha Akar Lo Yiniach U'Masha Yiniach Lo Akar. If you're talking about a Shalhevet as not a continual entity, so then you couldn't possibly be Chayav on Shabbat, because you have to take out the thing that you put down. And in this case, what you put down is something new. And then the Olam, the Isura, Nami Ite. The way that we view the Shalhevet is clearly has to be that there's elements of the original Shalhevet that's always viewed in the very fact that we are continuing the same continuous reaction. Also, although it's true that there certainly is new Shalhevet here, but we always view the new as containing in it elements of the old. But if that's the case, so then if we're willing to be Mavorach here on the Tosefet of the Heter, since I now added new light by putting on this new candle, then why can't I do the same thing at Nochri from a Nochri? So then Yachi Nochri mi Nochri Nami. Does the Gemara Ein Hachi Nami? Actually, there would be no difference between a Nochri where he lit from another Nochri, now has a Tosefet of a Ner, and the Jew takes this to be Mevorech. It should be perfectly okay. The only reason we don't like that is Gzeira Mishum Nochri Rishon V'Avud Rishon. Since the original Shalhevet was a Shalhevet that had been done on Shabbat, we don't want to use that light. Since we don't want to use that light, we don't want to use light that continues from that Ner. And since that's true, we don't want to use light that was lit from the light that continued on that Ner. Because we view it, people's mind is that it'll all be the same thing. So Tosafot points out, clearly this is all one Gezerah, it's not a Gezerah and a Gezerah. In other words, there's one Gezerah not to take Eish from the Nochri, from a Nochri. Whether it's the same Nochri, a different Nochri, whether it's later, but it's a different candle. So in other words, we wouldn't use that candle as a Shabbat. So I don't have enough. Hayana Alechutz the Krak, a guy is on the road, he's traveling, he didn't have his own candle, he's traveling at Motzei Shabbat, V'ra'a Or, and he sees light coming from a window somewhere. Imrov Nochrim Eino Nevarech, Imrov Yisrael Nevarech. He can rely on the road, and he can assume that this is a Ner Shet Shabbat. By the way, there's a beautiful question over here, which is, why don't we say, as we always do, that there's no rov when something is kavua b'mekomo? And since over here you're looking at a house which either is a Jewish house or not a Jewish house, what's a chayav to say this is kavua?
He's going to be berech on the light that sees in the window. He's not going to go up and knock at the door. And,
yeah, right. He's on the road.
Does he not know it has to be owned
by? What do you mean? Of course he doesn't know. He was just deposited here by that alien spaceship. Yeah, it's the same guy. So he follows us around throughout the Gemara, this guy. He's quite a life. So anyway, there's a beautiful parrot sign that the Aforim Zika. And that is that, by definition, light is always parish. It's never kavua. It's called the parish, Merubako parish. Because it's not really kavua b'makomo. What you're looking at is the piece of meat that fell into a public place that came from one of the butcher shops. The fact that the butcher shop is kavua has nothing to do with what was parish from the butcher shop. So light is always parish. Beautiful. All right. So anyway, he's going around. And now you say you go according to the road. Now, Haguf Akasha. First you said, Imrov Nochrim Eino Mevorech. Okay, now that means if it's half and half, that you can be Mevorech. But then you say, if it's Rov Yisrael, you can be Mevorech, which is much of it's half and half. You can't be Mevorech. Now, don't you have to be a little careful in what you're saying? Which way does it go? Well, Bedinu, De'afil Neftal Mefza Nami Mevorech. Actually, the correct implication is that you could be Mevorech on the Mefza Mefza. But because we started off with the words Rov Nochrim at the beginning, we use Rov Yisrael in the end. but the initial interpretation was correct. Only if it's Rov Nachrim is it a problem. If it's Merzal Merz, it's not a problem. Tan Rabbanan. Hayam Alechu Tzekrat Rat Tinok Ve'Avukav Yadol Bodek Achrav. You're walking along the road, and you see a kid walking, and he's carrying a torch. You have to find out if he's Jewish. If he's Jewish, you can be Mavarech, and if he's a guy, you can't be Mavarech. Now, this is very special. Why is that to be a kid? I mean, what's the, I mean, a kid? We just say, you don't know if the person, well, he's a person, no? I mean, what, does it make an afkamino? My ayatino? I feel good on that. The case over here is that you are right after Shabbat. You're somewhat lishkiyata hamaskina. If this is an adult, so then gadol mukha milta the nachri, there's no point of being bodek achrav, because why was he walking around a minute after Havdalah? This, of course, was before they discovered smoking. But nowadays, this is no longer a, yeah. And obviously, when the Meiriv is made to finish at the instant that one can light up, then on the contrary, if there's somebody walking with a torch for Tzeh Shabbat, the assumption would be, who else would be out of this hour with a torch?
A smoker.
He was a Jew. And until now, he couldn't smoke. But without that, it's amazing how life changes. So without that, the question would be, why in the world would a Jew be carrying an avuka out of the house? Of course, even 15 years ago, nobody would be able to say that, because why wasn't he smoking in the house? But now, a combination of smoking and being thrown out of the house for smoking changes this entire psak. So anyway, gadol mukhamil sedavade nochriyu. So if he's a gadol, and he's certainly not Jewish, where is it? Tinok, okay, you know, he runs out, he took a baby, he took the candle a little bit early, you know, but he was anxious to get to the movies on time. So even okay, it could be that he grabbed things a little bit early. Well, now you have to find out, therefore, maybe he's Jewish. Tender up an animalish, what's the crack of the hour? You always have this problem of what you're looking at coming from a window. It may well be a fire that was there for cooking purposes or for maybe manufacturing purposes, like a kipshan. Maybe somebody's burning some pottery on Matzah Shabbat. You can't use that light because that light wasn't made for light. It was made for manufacturing. And so if it is light that is wide enough now to have been the light that is even coming from a kipshan, but at a certain point the kipshan was used for both purposes. Because once it got good and hot, then you can be mavarech on it because they would use the light of the kipshan for their hobby or their manufacturing, and also for lights. So, but if it's not big enough to be the kipshan at that point, you can't be mavarech on it. Indeed.
What happens if you see a house burning down? You can use the light?
You know, there's an interesting, well, of course it depends. If it's during the Gulf War, people are dancing around it and saying, but there's a very beautiful Turkish Rebbe that says that you can be Mavarech on the light of the stars. Interesting. If it's light enough for you to be Nenev. Unfortunately, we don't see stars any longer, but it used to be there were these things up in the sky.
Exactly. If you're in a
planetarium,
you see them there.
Oh, yes. All right. Then there's the Shaila of whether you can do that. Some think that you could do that on the moon, in which case it's a riot that the Bavli doesn't hold the Yerushalmi, because later on it says, I mean, it doesn't hold this Medrash, because later on it says that if you don't have it there, you don't have to go for it. Just go outside, use the moon. But obviously the moon isn't there. They were talking about stars. It wasn't talking about reflected light. Okay, well, because we'll see, you can't use reflected light. So, I mean, obviously you wouldn't be able to use the moon either.
Some of the stars are reflected planets.
No, your Venus light up there. No, that's not called, that's Kokov Shavolim Afil Beyom. We're talking about the Kokov Shavolim Afil Beyom. So, lo kasha, so anyway, Tani Chada, one price that says, or shall keep shan, revolching Allah, but Tani Revin, revolching Allah, and indeed, as we saw, lo kasha, after things get good and hot, then indeed they use that heat to put a little bit of a fire on top, and you can use that for the ora also. We find the same thing by a tanur and kirai. One price that says, or shall tanur, but shall kirai, revolching Allah, but Tani Revin, revolching Allah, and here too, lo kasha, but kilah, and Rashi explains that after, in a tanur, after they would cook the bread and so on in it, they would put some, toothpicks, light things kindling. That could burn, kindling, in front, and that kindling would burst into flame. They would use that for the light while it burnt up the smoke in it and so on. So that was the minute. There always was a little bit of light afterwards.
What's gas range?
Okay. Another question was, same idea, we have a steering bright, so it's about the or of a Beit HaKnesset. So one bright that says, an or that's lit in a Beit HaKnesset or in a Beit Midrash, mevorchim alav. You know, the scandals they put all over. But then you don't, ain't mevorchim alav. Lo kasha, hadi ika adam chashuv, hadaleka adam chashuv. So if you have a adam chashuv, then they light for the honor of the adam chashuv, not because they want the or, at least it's not Rashi, others learn just the opposite. You know, that they would usually allow people to use the light of the Levana, but here they lit, and it would be a lit for the or of the other. other. But anyway, Rashi learns that a light that's lit l'kavod, even though obviously the kavod is the emission of the light, but it's not used for, it's not there in order to make it easier for you to see. It's there just like, you know, we light in the Beit Knesset and leave a candle burning, you know, a sign of the Shekhinah, that kind of thing. See, for another Choshev, they would do the same thing. And that you can't use for Havdalah, because it isn't for the purpose of light. But if there's Lekha Adam Chashuv, so then they must have been lit in order to be able to read the Siddur a little bit better. Now, of course, the other gears would be the Lekha Adam Chashuv, depending on how it is that you, whether you learned like Rashi, this is like Rashi, if you learned the other way around, then we would say the Lekha Adam Chashuv. It depends if there's a chazan. Again, remember that chazan in those days was the guy who took care of the Beit HaKnesset. He would usually live there. There was a Shamash, yeah. There was usually a little room for him. So this was his house. So it depends if there was a chazan there or not. So if there's somebody there, so then, again, Rashi's girsa, if there's an Ika Adam Chashuv, then the Ika Adam Chashuv, if there's a chazan, so then we understand that it was also done for the R, for him to be able to see what he's doing. Or we could even say, maybe both cases, talking about whether it was a chazan below kasha, the kasiyarat, like a siyarat, depends if there was a big moon out. If there's a big moon, the derech was, you would allow the chazan to see his way by the moon. Therefore, even if there's a chazan, we understand that it was lit, we're still going to Ika Adam Chashuv, but it was lit for the Adam Chashuv. If there's no moon out and there's a chazan out, then even though there's an Adam Chashuv, the assumption is that the chazan would have to be able to see what
is
it. Sure.
Yeah, and then you do make a candle.
If it's for light, then you can do it.
When
there's a moon, then it's still lit. The kavod, and not for the chazan.
Well, yeah.
But it's interesting that apparently the norm was to use the light of the moon.
No,
use the light of the moon to see by it, right? In other words, people would not light a candle at night if there was a moon. I mean, remember, it's extremely expensive. But again, you're not going to burn energy if you can see what you're doing. We've sort of, you know, forgotten that whole idea. It's the when I made this story. It's not
there could only be certain times of the month, certain times of the year.
Why certain times of the year?
Well, the month.
Oh, okay. If you're sitting in a Beit Midrash, and now they bring in the torch for Havdalah, one person, according to Beit Hillel, says the Borim Orei Ha'esh because of Berov Am. And since this is not a Birkat HaNe'anim, because if it were a Birkat HaNe'anim, then obviously we'd be making it all the time, whenever we turn on the lights. But rather, it's a Baruch HaLechavod, the Briyat HaOr. So if that's the case, it should be done Berov Am, as opposed to the Birkat HaNe'anim, where we bedakke want everybody to make their own and not to be motzi somebody else. Whereas Beit Shammai says, it's better for each person to Bevorek himself. Now, Bishnami Beit Hillel Mefarshit Taima, we do understand Beit Hillel's reasoning. What is Beit Shammai's reasoning? Beit Shammai, my time is surely Rov Am Hadrat Melech is not a matter of controversy. We're afraid over here, look, if one person has to be Mavarach, and everybody has to be quiet. So you get everybody together, and now it's quiet there. I mean, it could take me 3 minutes till I get people to shut up so that the person is making the brach, make the brach. Mashenke, if I'm allowed to make the brach on my own, I just make it a brach, and I get back to my work. So over there, there's no bitul. And therefore, because of the chashash bitul Beit HaMidrash, which Shammai held, don't say the bracha berabim. And we know indeed that people from Beit Rabban Gamliel were careful never to say Labriut or Asuta or Gesundheit or Zugesund or Bless you. Anybody else? In a Beit HaKnesset, because of the fact that it would cause in the Beit HaMidrash, because it would cause Bitul Beit HaMidrash. At least I'm asking, isn't this a tzak like Beit Shammai? I mean, why were they doing that? There's another issue over here, which might use the point. But the question over here being whether it's a violation of Kiddushat Beit HaMidrash as opposed to just on Bito, I'm not into the Lashon of Gemara. But you're not allowed to speak Dvarim B'Teilim or things that don't have to do with the Shul, believe it or not. Forget about the tefillah. It's nothing to do with tefillah. You're simply not allowed to talk about anything else. More fundraising. Why is that? Because the ner was only there the kabod and not for riyah. It's like a ner neshama. And bisamim is there only in order to prevent the smell of decay from becoming overwhelming. Amr Rav Yehuda Marav Kosh Motzim Lefanav Yom Balayla Ein Mevorchim Alav. Kosh Ein Motzim Lefanav Ela Balayla Mevorchim Alav. Actually, it would depend, because a mate who would have have a ner even beyond, so then that's a sign that the ner is there lekavod. Whereas a mate that wouldn't be someone that you would put a ner there as a sign of honor, then if you lit it in order to do the levaya, clearly it was there in order to see. And if it's in order to see, then you can be mavarek. Omer huna, samim shofet hakiseh. If you have a deodorant that's used in the bathroom, v'shemen asrei la'avirat hazuma, or you have now the shemen we spoke about the minhag to bring out oil at the end of a meal, which was used to remove dirt and bad smell from your fingers. In both of these cases, ein mevorchim alav, because the besamim in that case is besamim that is not for the reyach atov, but rather to prevent the reyach ra. Rashi says on the besamim, of course, you would still be mevorch borei shemen aray, a different issue, if it's the type of shemen that fills the requirements we had before, shemen afar zamon, shemen rebi, and so on. Fine, that's a different idea, but the smell per se, to be yotz with borei minei besamim, you wouldn't make a bracha on, apparently, even if it's not being used yet for that purpose, correct? In other words, being as it's miyuchad for that purpose, you bought a deodorant, then those besamim are not considered to be miyuchad for reyach tov, and therefore you don't make a bracha on them. In general, the rule is, by besamim, it's not the fact of the smell. It's not the fact of the smell that the tissue that's mechayev you on the bracha, but rather it's the fact of a smell coming from a chefta that is made miyuchad, or in your mind being specifically used for smell. And we'll see this as fascinating implications of the Gabi duty-free shopping. No, seriously, it actually talks about duty-free shopping. It's going to be coming up. It's worthwhile paying attention. Richie? I don't want to miss out on this. You know, I think even in a lot, you can get your 17% off. So this would be very dogea. We saw it already in terms of pirot, making a brocha on an etrog, on a tein reyachto pirot, according to Tosafot, unless the pirot are miyuchadim for that purpose. If some learn that even if you were miyach, it's not enough. That it has to be that this is what it's for, not that it's meant to be eaten, and you have to take it, you're smelling it. It's even dogea, the same thing in terms of going by an orchard. You're going to make a brocha where these pirot are being grown for other purposes. Many hold, you can't be miyachated for smell, because that's not what it is. So in other words, again, your intent may be a good smell, but you don't have a chefza. If you're actually holding it in your hand, so then that's good, maybe considered. I mean, they're mechalik after they got these detailed chilukim of what would be considered to be miyachdo for smell. Something that's biyotcha, you could be miyachdo for smell. And we'll see, it's nogea actually, and you walk into a duty free shop and you have all of these different smells. There's something that we consider those to be reach sheyeshlo ikar. We thought that was a problem anyway, but that's where it will be nogea. We'll talk about it in a moment.
So the tree on galeh.
Sorry?
The tree on galeh.
So that's a shayla, you know, whether you could be miyachdo, whether you can be miyachdo yourself as well.
There's a guy who comes on Shabbat morning. On his desk with all sorts of different
foliage
and
different
pieces.
Yeah, the Sfardim do that.
It just permeates the entire Beit Knesset. It's beautiful.
Really?
I would say
where is this? Where? But that's its purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like you put it to different people. I don't think.
No, that's okay. That's
but right. I'm benefiting from the.
Correct. Well, yeah, we're about to get to this case. The next case is, so it says the Gemara, now what you're saying is, apparently, that because these besamim are used here not for their reyach, but rather as a deodorant, just because they're here for other purposes than smelling, that you don't make a bracha on it even though you're smelling it and enjoying it, is that true? What about anichnas l'chanuto shel batzam? You walk into a duty-free shop, it's full of all kinds of really interesting smells. Hiriach reyach. If you walk in, you're there all day long, doesn't matter how many different smells you got, you make one bracha. Whereas if you're going in and out, every time you go in, you have to be mavarach again. Now, when you walk into a duty-free shop, it's not that it was made to smell, it's that it happens to be smelling because of things that are there. So, how become mavarach? Oh, that's not true, man. What do you know about marketing? Of course the reich is avida. Obviously, I want it to smell. So anybody passing by says, hey, maybe I ought to pick up a little bit of that. So mamela, the smell is part of the marketing. If it's part of the marketing, which is why there's so much effort being put into now into the smellies, you know, so you'd be able to smell off your TV. I mean, imagine the difference. Imagine the difference. It could be the kids at the airport. Okay. So therefore, that's not a riot. It ain't a kinami. Someone who didn't do it for the smell, ain't a kinami. Wouldn't be mavarach on it, even though you are enjoying it. So as if we're talking about, let's say, the Bassam's room where he's trying to, just call it back. This could be the drug. Huh? If it's the Bassam's manufacturing center, you know, we're over there, the tachlis is the creation of it, not the smelling of it, then ain't a kinami. You wouldn't smell. You wouldn't be mavarach on the smell.
Interesting. They don't sell out of those places.
Is that?
A place where they don't
sell. They're not selling out of it. Yeah, exactly.
And
what's
it in for when they use the
cellar
to get people to buy things?
That's smell. That's real smell, sure. Yeah. Turn around. Here you have the same question of smelling something as you're walking by a city. So again, imrov of deko kavim eno mevarech, because you got to worry about this problem of of Mesibot Shalakun. So you don't say a broker in those cases. But if Rov Yisrael Mevorek, whereas Rav Yosef says, no, in this case, I feel Rov Yisrael Nami in a Mevorek. You know why? Mishmanot Yisrael, Mikatrot Likshafim. Actually, it was a minhag to try to get the demons out of your house, you know. So they would have various smells, and that would chase the demons away. And that Kshafim, that is not considered to be Lareach. And therefore, you can't use that either. This is how some learn that it's they want to say it in the nice way. If you learn literally that it's for Kshafim, then it's us. But still, there's another problem. You have miyuta. You have indeed miyuta l'kshafim. You have miyuta nami l'gamera takelim. Ishtaka ruba d'lav l'reach avim. A lot of the smell that you'll find is people putting away their clothing after Shabbat. And when they would put away their clothing, they would, of course, in those days when they didn't have ways of dry cleaning, the only way that they had keeping smell out of it, or at least keeping you from noticing the smell of the dirty clothing, was to smell them up beforehand. So they would be mekater the kelim, the garment that they were wearing, fold them, put them away in their talis bag, and then the talis was wearable in that Shabbat. Right? We forget. Huh? if one of us would find ourselves in London for 200 years ago, we probably would die on the bus. Literally, I mean, open sewerage. It's only, you know, forget how recent it is. It's not even 200 years. But the sewerage was open. It was usually open, but not, you know, the smells were just horrific. Every old fool ever. Remember, you had all the animal traffic. There were no cars. So, you know, in the good old days without cars, you could breathe. Yes. Amr Abkhir Barav Amr Yorvi. Amehalech Barbe Shabbatot Bitferi. Bumotse Shabbatot Bitsipori. Riach Riach Enabore. It's fascinating because these two cities words are the Gemara that says, Halavai, I should be among those who are Mekabel Shabbos Bitferia, and Mitzray Shabbos and Tzipori. So Rashi learns that's because of the different elevations. You have a later Shabbat in the Tzipori and an earlier Shabbat in Tveria, right? Because the sun sinks early in Tveria and the later in Tzipori. But others learn it's because of this Gemara. The minhag in Tveria was that they would, as they took out the Kelim to use for Shabbat, they would be Megamer the Kelim then, so they would be freshly. You know, it was really, muggy in Tveria, and you know, you got to really take care of those kelim before Shabbat. In Tzipori, where you had, you know, nice fresh air all the time and so on, they would be megamer the kelim in advance of the next Shabbat, so that they were being osek in Shabbat already in the next Shabbat and Matzei Shabbat. Similar, that's the meaning of I should be osek. By the way, there's a minhag because of this to put away your talit immediately after Shabbat for the next Shabbat. It's based on this. If you've all heard that minhag,
I thought just because they didn't fold it.
I
thought just people wouldn't fold on Shabbat.
The folding immediately after Shabbat is the same as to go merit takelim immediately after Shabbat in Tzipori to be ready for next Shabbat. It's part of the tzar of losing Shabbat. Tana Rabbanan, and by Yom Alek b'shuk shalakum, and you decide you want to enjoy that smell where the goyim are burning for the church and so on. Nitratzel ariyach alezechut. In the barchim alerach yahutu, you have to be nene from the merit. What it's saying in the Mishnah. Omer Abinam Rav, it doesn't mean literally being nene and then to be mevarech on it. What it means is a shiur in the light. Since had you been close enough, you would have been able to use that light, so then you can be mevarech on it even though you're far away. It doesn't mean that you personally have to be nene. It means that it should be a bright enough light that close you could have been nene from it. And here it says, if you have a light that is inside of a panas, where you don't see the flame, or others learn where you're keeping it for warmth, which is highly unlikely, or you didn't use the light at all, even though you saw the light, or you did use the light, but was like reflecting off of something else, you didn't see the actual flame. In any of these cases, you're not mavarech. You need to see the flame and to use the light. Now, okay, what's the case? I understand the case would be mashkach about the kaima the Karen Zavit. For instance, I mean, somebody's blocking the actual flame. So, but nonetheless, the area is light because of it. That makes perfectly good sense. But what about this case of Ra'ah Shalev and Valorish Tamesh Lora? What does that mean? In other words, you saw light that was usable, but you were standing too far away to use it. Isn't that what it means? So, apparently, the Lab de Mirchaka, that means that you're too far away, which implies that this light has to be next to you, and therefore usable where you are, or where where you are, it's still usable. I mean, it's so bright. Says people, not necessarily. Maybe the point of here's Onishta Mishlo Raz could go to Amya V'Azla. You see the light, but the light is omen, it's going out, it's dull, and therefore even Bimekomo, it's not suitable for use. But in Okinami, maybe if it was suitable for use, Bimekomo would be okay. Tanaba, Yechalim Lo Chashot, if you have whispering coals.
Just one question.
Yes, sir.
Now, though they make in Beit Knesset,
yes.
People are saying, even though they're standing far away,
we just saw it's Machlokas, so we're still in the middle of this Machlokas. Yes, indeed. If you have whispering coals, then you're Mevorek on them. But if you've got Olamot, if now they're going out, ain't Mevorekin Aleha. Now, what is the shear of whispering? If you'd stick in a straw and it would immediately burst the flame, now, that's called whispering. By the way, was that Olamot or Olamot? How do you pronounce that? Apparently, it's supposed to be with an ayin and not with an aleph, because that's why it says amamuhu. They weren't put out by Gan Elokim. In other words, they were still burning. So we're talking about beautiful things in the God. Rav Amar Yo'utu Mamash. Rav says no. When it says Yo'utu, I insist that it means actual Yo'utu. The Kaaba Amarula Kadesh Yakir Ben Isir Lepunyo. Now you should know that there's a machlokes achronim here, whether this means literally that you have to, or whether that you have to be able to. In other words, there's three levels to this. That it is usable, Bimakomo, that it's usable even by you wherever you are, or that it's used. It's actually used. Now, we have now gotten the halacha of looking at our tzipor naim, nothing to do with tziporim, of course, and being yotze thereby to know the difference between the tveria and tzipori coin, as we'll see. What's an islapidion? It's a type of coin. Chizki says, kideshi yakir, bein meluzma shel tveria, meluzma shel tzipori again. You've got to know, I mean, even if it's something that is similar, it's got to be recognizable in the light. So exactly. And we use it to look at our fingernails, to be able to see some, say, the difference between the busser and the fingernail, or to be able to see if you need to clean your nails, or maybe better. And so again, we have the very, it's very interesting. Rabbi Yehuda Mevarech Adabe Adabayla, Rabba was Mevarech Adabe Guria Barchama, Abaya was Mevarech Adabe Baravua. Now, there's Machlokas here. They use the light coming from the neighbors. So Rashi learns this was Rava. Because of that, he has to explain it this way, because Rava was the one who said you have to be Nene. So therefore, he used Dak, the light of people that were nearby, because it was very bright. These were rich people, the houses were bright, he used their light. Others have a Girsa Rava, and therefore, according to them, it's the opposite. Even the neighbor's house, which they weren't able themselves to be Yehutu, but the neighbors could have been Yehutu, was sufficient. You don't look at the Ner as part of the Mitzvah Havdalah, because it's just it's put together with the Havdalah, but it's not really a Mitzvah. I used to look around for the Ner before being Havdalah. I don't go around looking. If I happen to have a Ner handy, then I say the Brach on the Ner as part of my Havdalah. And again, as I mentioned to you, that those were Ma'orah, that there's a Raya that the Gemara doesn't hold of the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, because otherwise, why can't you go out to the Tzar? Mm-hmm. Never occurred to people that the moon. Again, I don't see the moon as being an answer to the question. Misha Akal, Amr Rav Zvi, Demar Rav Dimi, Machlokes, Bishachach. The next piece that we had in the Mishnah was a guy who ate, was not Mevarek B'Mekomo. Can he be Mevarek when he remembers? Or must he go back to where he was? Amr Rav Zvi, Demar Rav Dimi, Machlokes, the Machlokes between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai is Dafka Bishachach. So he forgot the bench, and therefore he has to go back only according to Beit Shammai. But the Mezid, even Beit Hillel would agree. If he went out on purpose, then he has to go back. Well, I mean, obviously, it says in the Mishnah, Mishachal B'Shachach, I know how to read. Shita B'Shachach Tanan. No. That could have been misunderstood. You could have thought that the Mishnah mentioned B'Shachach because, and why didn't feel the Mezid? The reason the Mishnah said B'Shachach is to say, you know, how makpid Beit Shammai was, that you had to go back to the bench. Even if you walked out by accident, you'd still have to go back to the bench where you were. So Kamash Malan, that no, actually the only case where the machloket was b'shachach, whereas Beit Hillel would agree, you certainly if you purposely walked out, then you'd have to go back. Tanya, Marlon Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Said Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, so according to you, I mean, please be reasonable. Mishachal B'Rosh HaBirah, a guy ate at the top of the Empire State Building. He goes downstairs. Of course, he can't use the Shabbos elevator. There's no self-respecting Jew with Chatzon don't use the Shabbos elevator in the Empire State Building. You tell me he has to walk up all the way to the top floor to be Mavarik again. By that time, I'll have a heart attack. So Vibishi Arab Shachak Virab Lobi Rabbi Yangzal Rosh of Yurabi Bare. Amal and Bechamada Betil, and what about if he left his wallet up there, huh? Ah, so Ludi Brekam, Misha Shachak Arnaki Rosh of Yurab. But you think he's going to leave his wallet with his passport and credit cards up there? Guarantee he'll walk back up. Exactly. So Lo Yalevi, it's Lena. Lichvod Atzmo Ole, Lichvod Shamayim or Koshekein. Certainly, if you're going to do it for your own things, you should do it Lichvod Shamayim. In fact, there were two Talmidim. It's not. Called Kvod Atzmo. That's Kvod Atzmo. To care about yourself. To give yourself credit as being valuable. That's Kvod. Anything that you do for something means it's valuable. You have to do it now. And there were two Talmidim. One who left Bishogeg, and he followed Beit Shammai, and he went back, and guess what he found? A wallet full of gold. What would you think? The Ashkach Arnaki to the Hab. The other one went out bemazed, like Beit Hillel, but he was eaten by a lion. The Akhli Aryeh. Rabbi Bar Chana, because of Bishayarta. Rabbi Bar Chana was in a caravan, and he ate at the stop at the Hojo's, and Ishtli Milavarit, he forgot to make a bracha, and now he's in big trouble, because how is he going to get the bus driver to drive back to Howard Johnson's for him to be Mavarit? Because he's talking about Mazit means he went out to the Tzorech. So it's similar to Shogeg, because he needed to go, that's how they're Mavarit. So he says to himself, how am I going to get the bus driver to turn around to go back to Howard Johnson's? If I tell him I forgot the bench, he'll say, no, you can bench here, listen, God is with you wherever, you know. I mean, I know what they'll say to me. They'll say, don't worry, wherever you're benching to God. I know their attitude. I know what I'll do. I'll tell them that I forgot something valuable back to the Homer Johnsons. So I'll tell them that I forgot a Yonah of Zahav. So I'll tell him, I'm sure Yonah did a hava, a little bird made out of solid gold. So he comes, they says, wait, we got to turn around. Aren't you Yonah did a hava? Oh, well, everybody run. Of course, we'll wait for you. So Ozil Baruch, he goes back to Ojo's, he says his bracha, and sure enough, he finds a Yonah did a hava, of all ridiculous things to find. Now, why did he pick out that, of all crazy things? Maishna Yonah. Because Klal Yisrael is compared to Yonah. Dichtiv kanfei Yonah nechpa b'kesef, ve'evrotea b'yirak rak charutz. So here we see that we covered in gold, Yirak rak charutz. Ma Yonah in a nitzelet, why is this? Because just like a Yonah, the only way that she has to save herself, not exactly a fighter, but she's notzeles only b'chenafeha. Af Yisrael eina nitzolin ela b'mitzvot. So since this was my big mitzvah, and I'm mechupa zahav, so therefore he said, Yonah shows a hav.
Isn't Yonah Masa?
How much time do you have to be mavarech after eating? Kamashiri, cool. As long as you're not hungry, then you are considered to be ill in the time that you would be able to be mavarech. You have to have still the thirst that was nigram from your achila. Did Rish Lakish say that it was dependent on thirst? Cool. What's the shir in the Mishnah that says 72 minutes?
Assuming that a meal,
those sheetahs will hold you walk a meal in 18 minutes, which is what we usually, we get our 18 minute year all over the place. So arba milin would be now you have a time of 72 minutes to make your birkat hamazon. So make up your mind. I thought you said that the shir was achitzma, kozman shitma. Lo kasha. Kan beachila meruba. Kan beachila mu. Now Rashi explains Achila Meruba, you have Arba Milin. It can be assumed. Tosfos is on the contrary, that this is less time than the Achila Meruba. He reverses it. In other words, Achila Meruba is as long as you're still thirsty. It could be 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever. Achila Meretet, we give you 72 minutes. And that's what we're Samech on. As long as you're not hungry, when we're Samech on the other Shir, as long as you're not hungry, you can still be Meruba. Dolehen Yayin.
Even beyond the 72 minutes.
Yeah, even beyond. Dolehen Yayin. So now you shouldn't answer Amen to a Brocha unless you know that it's from Yisrael. Now, our assumption at this point is that you're going to be Ona Amen in order to be Yotzei the Bracha. So asks the Gemara, how could you be Yotzei the Bracha if you didn't hear the Bracha? So the Meimad Yisrael, just because you're Jew, Avagav de lo shama kula bracha, you could still be Ona, meaning Ona to be Yotzei. V'chi lo shamaya kina fik, if you haven't heard the Bracha, how in the world can you be Yotzei? Amar Chia Barav, we're not talking about where you want to be Yotzei, you're not even eating with them. V'shelo akali mahem, you're just saying Amen to a Bracha. V'shelo akali mahem. Omelei Rav l'chia b'rei. Rav gave advice to Chia, his son. My son, chatof uvrich. If you've got a case to be able to grab that kosher bracha and be the one to be mavarech, do it. Because don't hesitate. Big, big chus to be able to have the kosher bracha. L'chia number v'nei Rav b'rei. Tof uvrich. L'meimah de mavarech adif mimanda ani amen. Are you claiming it's better to be the one to make the bracha than to be the one who says amen? I'd rather be mavarech than amen. Vatanya. Rabbi Yosef, gadol on amen yotem in amavarech. But actually it says just the opposite. that it's better to be the one who says Amen than to be the one that's Mevarech. And the raya is that I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Because Amalei Rav Neraya Shamayim, can I swear that that's true? Because wouldn't you rather be a hammer than a nail?
Yes.
Who's the nail? The nail is the four cannon fodder, right? And who's the hammer? That's the general. Who goes into fight, the cannon fodder or the general? There you go. So the guy who does all the work, he doesn't get any of the credit. He just gets smashed. Okay, so basically, look, hey, relying on your demon mitgarim b'milchama. There you go, you got the foot soldiers. They're doing all the work. And then they go ahead and they get themselves chopped up. Then they're giborim, your dinu menatzchim. And you've got the leaders over there. They're the ones who get all the credit. We raise the flag. I mean, they think, those are the guys who raise the flag. So over here, they say, the guy's going to be Mubarak. Okay, but they're saying the Amen. That's the issue.
Amen, I'm right behind you.
Actually, it's annoying. The truth is that it's a machlokes tanoi, because both of them, when we say birchu, this is a drasha, as it says kumu, birchu et Hashem Elokechem, and then it says v'yivorchu shem kvodecha. Now we know v'yivorchu shem kvodecha is the amen that was said in the Beit HaMikdash. They used to say v'yivorchu shem kvodecha v'yolav v'adolam, and so on. So both of these are mashma the same, l'chora. So nonetheless, b'maharim l'ham mevarech yoter min onei amen. According to this braita, the mevarech, being as even the one who begins it, he has a quicker schar than the one who says amen. Noim minei shmu mirav maula anot amen achar tinokot shebeit rabban. How about kids in school that are learning brachot? They're not really making brachot, they're studying brachot. Do you say amen to the bracha? Is it the nusach of the bracha? God should be blessed. Or is amen part of an actual bracha? Like we saw before, you can't be botseya until the amen is completed, because the amen is part of the bracha. There's no bracha being made. There's only the words being said. Is there an inyan to say amen to words being said? They're not making a bracha. They're only practicing the words. And on words, you don't say amen. It's on the concept and on the chalot of the bracha that you say amen. This is dafka. If it isn't time to say their haftarah. If they're saying the haftarah, then they're really being mevarech, because the tinok is allowed to be called up for the haftarah. Some learn this mitzrayim is eating, actually. Whereas if they're actually going to be making a mevarech, a bracha, on something, there's nothing wrong with saying amen to a child's bracha, as long as it's a real bracha. As we saw earlier, the last part of the Seudah, this is the very end of Masechet Brachot insofar as it deals with food, is this last piece. We're at the end of the Seudah, they're bringing out now the oil, which was used for the cleaning of your hands. So that shemen is ma'akev the bracha. First of all, you cannot say, Rashi says, you cannot say the bracha until you've done this, because you're not ready yet for a bracha. Furthermore, it's ma'akev the need for a bracha, because anything that is still brought before they bring out that shemen is considered to be part of the seudah. There was no hafsakat adat, as we saw earlier. That's b'chayev you to make another bracha.
Is this equivalent to
my own brother? Yes, it is indeed. So this is said by Rabbi Ziloi, and that's sort of cheap. On the other hand, Rabbi Zivoi, who is very prominently shiny, says, Eino ma'akev, because, you know, I mean, he always shines. Ravanda says, Shemen tov ma'akev, but Rabbi Zuhamoy, who is really dirty, he says, Keshem shemizuham pasul avodah. I tell you, they play these games all the time in Michigan. I mean, obviously, these names are plays on what is it they're saying, as we'll see. So Rabbi Zuhamoy, he says, Keshem shemizuham pasul avodah, kach yadayim mizuhamot psul avodah. So if you can't do the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, you have Yadayim Mizuhamot, follow me, Rabbi Mizuham, who says that you mustn't make that bracha. Says Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, look, I don't know nothing about Zilois, I don't know nothing about Zivois, and I don't know nothing about Zuhamois. I only know prices, you see. And I'll tell you what it says in the price. Matnita Yadana. Yom Rav Yom Rav, Vamilav Matnita Tana, Vit Kadishtem. This refers to the Vit Kadishtem, the Yitem Kidoshim. So the Vit Kadishtem refers to make yourself holy by taking the Mayim Rishonim. The Yitem Kidoshim refers to the Mayim Achroni. Ki kadosh. This refers now to the shemen that you use afterwards. Ani Hashem Elokechem zu biracha. And this is okay. Now, there's a number of different yersos because that have been changed because of the psukim that have been used. They're really a combination of words from two psukim, because there's no pasuk that writes these two together. The kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem is not the same as ani Hashem Elokechem, which is a completely different pasuk. So it's like putting together two psukim. Because of that, there's questions as to whether the Gemara really meant that. But in any event, we have Ramazim here to everything in the Seuda from the beginning of the Mayim to the ending of the Shemen. Hadron Alach Elud. A perfect way to end the preparations for Pesach. is to know all of the dinim of the Suda. We saw how many of these are Nogea Mamish, the Suda Pesach particularly. And we then need, at the end of the Seder, Haroe Mokam Shinasubo Nisim We Yisrael. Look at this, I get so involved in my talk. So the next thing we need to know, of course, is, I mean, if you see the place where they crossed over the Yam, what do you say? You have to say, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim La'avotenu B'makom Hazeh. Or, of course, Leil Pesach L'mi Sha'asa Nisim, and so on. Okay. I'll see you, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow. We decided at 10:45, after the end of the 10:45 a.m.
No.
What's wrong with 10:45? You just finished. You just ate.
Twice.
Right before your nap.
Very late. Very late. After
Sudash.
Huh?
After the Sudah.
After the Sudah.
In the morning is after you completed your Sudah. Has to be.
Both.
It's Pesach. It's Pesach.
Wait. I haven't finished eating Chametz.
Yes.
I haven't finished eating the Sudah.
But 10:45 is certainly long after.
You have to eat the Chametz. I mean, certainly going to be. We're giving you enough time to make the Suda too. You finish the bread. An hour later, I have to finish it till 9:15.
Is it 14 or 9?
Whatever.
No, I'm asking because I'm
9:52.
No.
Unless you'll be knocking at the door.
I'll say this is not good. I'm happy to change it.
I don't want you to talk about it.
What do you want?
I just
want
to make sure I'm on time.
Tell us what you want.
To be there on time.
Okay. What time?
10:45. It's been agreed upon 10:45. Then I guess that's.
Is that okay? Is it a problem?
It's
a you like to make it at 11? You want to have more time to eat the non from its part?
No, this is 10:45. Okay. What I had in mind was 4 minutes. That's all.
It is
one minute. No.
We're also going to do a little bit of the Haggadah and so on. I mean, it's fine. I'm making any either way. Does anybody want to change this? Or it seems fine.
Just a mind.
People can't take masses.
Change
this.
Change.
Right.
Your change. That's all.
Excellent. Just so you have more chance to take a nap. Whatever the kids go down in the afternoon.
When my kids go down,
put it in there.
Someone's
going to
come
up. Yeah. It says money on it. Money has fun. Is there money in it?
Yes.
Okay, how much money is it? Okay, who else wants to give Moses feet to him? You can tell him.
Two.
For Shlomo
Kaplan. I know, but where will we be?
I'll take it.
Okay.
10:45. All right, you came just in time for Daf Yomi.
Hello.
That's all right. We just finished.